Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rodney Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Rudy May. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Gil Flores. Batting second. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Houseman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Houseman. And now, play ball. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Flores settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stearns picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stearns. Dawson moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores takes first base on ball 4. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flores. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Flores steals second. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Rodney Scott now playing second base. Jerry White now playing right field. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Flores settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Mozzilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mazzilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flores hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houseman bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flores hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flynn scores. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flores. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Flores steals second. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Flores trying to get to home. Cromarty throws the ball into Carter who tags Flores, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Richie Hebner now playing third base. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mazzilli fields the ball and throws to Houseman covering. Safe. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flores. White reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Flores settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maddox for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. Trevino hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares pinch hits for Tom Houseman. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Trevino and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to home to get Carter. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 3 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Youngblood moves to third. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.